brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to continue with your phone calls to this open line Friday. Also, want to talk to a talk show host, well-known nutritionist-type individual who's a former mainline pharmacist who I really respect and had a chance to meet when I was out in Santa Cruz. He traveled there. He's not from California when I gave a speech. He's a Genesis talk show host. So we got pharmacist Ben Fuchs joining us for about 45 minutes into this hour. We'll continue with open phones. I want to get into moves to restrict internet speech now being pushed in the U.S., U.K., the internet kill switch, how it's becoming a big news issue that the shutdown and the government blocking new power plants being built in the U.S. as part of carbon taxes and the Kyoto Protocol is causing these rolling blackouts. Republicans are driving the move to make the Patriot Act permanent. We need to discuss that. National debt jumped another $105.8 billion in January alone. That's Obama supposedly cutting spending. But right now, I want to continue with your great phone calls. Let's talk to Roy in Texas. Roy, thanks for holding.
Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, something real short. You know, night after night, I've been watching MSNBC on both MSNBC, Fox, Richard Maddow's show, Lawrence O'Donnell, Shepard Smith. They're all reporting, and not just reporting, and actually admitting, but condemning the provocateur false flag tactics against the protesters in Egypt. But when it comes to any type of provocateur activities by police, the Black Bloc, WTO protest over here, there's nothing to be said about it.
No. In fact, going back early last week, it was in the major Egyptian papers, it was in the Middle Eastern papers, that it was confirmed that Hosni Mubarak, at least on the surface, it may have been a reverse false flag where other globalist-controlled groups within his government were doing it, but it looks like it's Mubarak. Police were dressing up, military dressing up like protesters, attacking shops, attacking homes to make the demonstrators look bad. And now Richard Maddow on MSNBC, Mr. Maddow and Slimeball and others, I've seen those clips, are admitting false flag. But in Denver in 08, the Denver Post admitted police dressed up like anarchists and attacked crowds and police as a pretext to demonize the demonstrations. They were caught a few years ago in Ottawa during a SPP meeting doing it. In Greece, the government was caught doing it. The point is, governments do this, but when we talk about it, we're kooks when our own government's doing it. But, other governments, they do it, and they admit that's happening. I mean, what do you think Mr. Maddow is getting at here?
I don't know. It's just it's unbelievable. And her in particular, on her show, has, night after night, been reporting and condemning this. But you'll never hear any mention of it on her show or Matthews of anything like that over here. And when we do, you're right, we're labeled kooks or conspiracy theorists.
Well, I don't know what to say about it. The globalists admit they're orchestrating this. It doesn't mean that the powder keg wasn't there and the people don't deserve liberty and that I hate Mubarak, sure. But what are they replacing it with? Well, they want strategy and tension. Great points, Roy. Thank you. Darren in New York, you're on the air.
Yes.
Yes.
Yo, Alex, how you doing, pal? It's Darren from New York, Long Island, the suburbs of New York. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. You know what, Alex? The reason why I'm calling, I just started listening to your show. You know, I feel like, in a short thing, I feel like that, you know, Keanu Reeves, Neo in The Matrix just had my eyes open, man. And I'm going to tell you, I'm freaked, man. I've been listening to you. My friend, the little show, told me to go to the online. Now your eyes are open. Go check out the information. I opened up the wormhole, the rabbit hole. Now you got to go dig in and start, you know, looking up the information. And I'm telling you, piece after piece, I'm freaked out. I'm saying, we know our government's BS. No, you know, all this time that it's been giving us a load.
I'll tell you what, Darren, I got a guest coming up, and I'm going to finish up with Darren, Sean, and Chris before we go to our guest. We're getting online right now. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, stay there, because I want to talk about this awakening. The Matrix is all around us. We go to work. We pay our taxes.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've been covering the massive power outages from coast to coast, people going without electricity, natural gas, because through the Kyoto Protocol being implemented in the last 5 years by fiat, by the executive branch under Bush and now accelerated under Obama, our energy infrastructure has been debilitated by design, and only insiders like General Electric are allowed to build new plants. They're also building a bunch of plants along the Texas-Mexico border because Texas can't build new plants. We've got to get our power from Mexico, and now Mexico yesterday cut off our power saying they need it. Source on that, Fox News and Associated Press. Also, obviously, we're covering what's happening in Egypt and the destabilization campaign there. Coming up, UK seeks global accord on cyber behavior. That means cyber laws on what you can and can't do online, unifying this control grid, all part of the internet kill switch that we've all seen in action in Egypt under the dictator Hosni Mubarak. With new dictators on the way, Mr. El-Baradei and others run by the West, just like Mubarak has been run by the West. But for the rest of the hour, after I take a few more calls, we're going to talk to pharmacist Ben Fuchs and just some amazing research and information he's put together. He's a Sunday afternoon Genesis broadcaster, and I'm really impressed. I had a chance to meet him when I was out in California. when he traveled to hear me speak there. So I look forward to having him on with us today, talking about bad drug interactions, what he witnessed as a pharmacist and the research he's done. He's also the co-host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie with Dr. Joel Wallach. So very, very informative. But I wanted to finish up with a few callers before we go to him. Darren, if you just tuned in, was saying, I just woke up a few months ago. I feel like I've fallen down the rabbit hole into the matrix. It's freaking me out. What was the other point you wanted to make or your question, Darren?
Well, you know, it's just like, you know, what do we do to protect ourselves at this point? You know, I mean, the recent, like I said, my friend's been, I've been training, working out. My friend, he's been giving me all this information. He says, you know, look it up, look it up. I looked at the Denver airport, listened to, you know, the old governor, Jesse Ventura, you know, whatever that's all about. But, you know, it just started with us. So I'm concerned. It's going, how do we stand up? How do we arise? How do we prevail? How do other people say, you know what, this stuff is coming? You know, the Bible and all these people, religion, whatever it's going, you know, whatever.
Well, Darren, let me answer you off air because it's a really important question. Awakening is a process. First, you've got to get informed about basic history, our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and then get informed about how tyranny and corruption operates. It always behaves the same. We're just living in a different time. And then you realize that simply by saying no to tyranny, by speaking out, by not just watching television and obsessing on things like the Super Bowl that at the end of the day don't matter, by valuing liberty and getting others to value liberty, it's a process to turn the tide, and that's beginning to happen. And it's happening right now by you tuning in and trying to discover more. But we are waking up. We are resisting. We are saying no. And it's little steps every day that are going to turn the tide, and we are beginning, as I said, to turn the tide. Good question there, Darren. Let's talk to Sean in Canada. Sean, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey.
Hey, how are you? It's great to talk to you. I just wanted a couple of seconds of your time here. Appreciate it. I'm one of your many Canadian listeners through the Internet. I log in through my iTunes there and have a listen almost daily. I'd like to thank you all for your hard work. I just want to touch on a couple of things. I've been listening all week. You've had a great week with a lot of different subjects. First of all, Kurt, you had Kurt Haskell on the show.
Yes.
Yeah, and that, what a great guy. I wish him all the best. His story is really important.
For those that don't know, for those who just tuned in, why don't you just briefly recap what the lawyer, the survivor of the Christmas Day bombing attack on the airplane, discovered?
Well, without going into too much, they can look it up themselves, of course, but he's basically being misrepresented. His story is being laughed at in many ways, and I can't believe it personally. I think he's
I don't know who's laughing at it. I mean, I don't know who's laughing at it, Sean. He and his wife saw them help the government help get the underwear bomber Mutalib on the plane, and then it came out 2 months later. The State Department admitted the U.S. government helped him get on the plane, and he's been completely vindicated. And I, quite frankly, haven't seen the people that quote make fun of him. I mean, there it is, right there.
Making money on his blog and stuff is a bit ridiculous. You know, he's trying to tell his story as truthfully as possible, and I think more people need to listen to him. That's really my point. Another issue that I had to bring up here is you get a lot of callers concerning chemtrails, which is a big issue here in Canada, especially near our borders here. The states concerning Washington, Montana, North Dakota, of course.
Yeah, weather modification. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we get a lot of blowover from factories there, and also the chemtrail issue. It's a big issue up here in Canada, and I'd like to hear more about that. I do have a small favor to ask from you. If you would do me a favor and just maybe have a show or a piece of a show that's concerning Canada and America's relations. I know that President Obama was up here today, I believe, talking with Prime Minister Harper concerning border security, talking more about tightening up on terrorists and things
like
that.
Yeah, that's the SPP, North American Union Agreement. I appreciate your call. Great points. Sean, my seminal film, 2.5 hours long, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, deals with the North American Union, the SPP, how Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. in a secret agreement signed in 2005 have already been merged. In 2007, they began merging the North American Union with the EU. This film is so important, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and it's available on DVD at Infowars.com, the online video bookstore shopping cart. You can watch it in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv, or just Google Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, or just Endgame, it's the top link. It's free, millions and millions of views online. And it's got an online bibliography like a book. You go to whatistheendgame.com. But if I was you, I'd organize viewings of this film. I mean, this gives you the full spectrum breakdown. But there's a continuity of agenda. Everything being done in your country is being set up here under just almost the same names, sometimes the exact same names. And so it's this global. I mean, what did your leader, Harper, just call for 2 months ago? He said Canada's got to give up its sovereignty to a world government to compete. They get us into globalism. It's destroyed our sovereignty. It's hurt our economy. And their answer is more of the same poison. So there you have it. In fact, I said I'd play this earlier, and I'm going to play it again. Do we have the clip of Obama saying that he wants to bankrupt coal plants? Let's play that clip right now. I mean, they want to destroy their competition. They don't want to destroy all the coal plants, not General Electric, not the Chinese-owned plants in the U.S., only companies that aren't part of the inner circle. If this isn't economic warfare, what is? What is the North American Union? It's taking over our roads, our highways, putting international taxes on them, letting foreign corporations come in and take over our roads. This is what's happened in the third world. It's happening here. And here's Obama engaged in treason, promising to bankrupt coal plants. He's done it. He's blocked them from being built. He's shut down existing ones. And we're having blackouts all over the country. And China's building 3 to 5 new plants a week. We don't get 3 new ones a year. It's real simple. It's economic warfare. Here it is.
So if somebody wants to build a coal power plant, they can. It's just that it will bankrupt them because they're going to be charged a huge sum for all that greenhouse gas that's being emitted.
You know, computers are a weird thing, and we've got thousands of clips in there on the computer, and only that clip plays at 75% speed like Obama's drunk. Reload it and play it again, as people will think we edited it, and maybe it'll play right this time. Here's Obama again.
So if somebody wants to build a coal-powered plant, they can. It's just that it will bankrupt them because they're going to be charged a huge sum for all that greenhouse gas that's being emitted.
Okay, so that time it played in the right speed but didn't show the video. I believe that 3 is the charm. Let's reload it, and 3 will be the magic charm with us today. Who wants to place bets on this? Because I know the disinformation operatives out there, they'll say it's a fake clip or something. By the way, you can just type in, Obama promises to shut down coal. You'll get clip after clip after clip, and that's just one short one. You'll get Biden saying it. I mean, they're on record. But let's see if 3 is the charm here. Here it is again.
So if somebody wants to build a coal-powered plant, they can. It's just that it will bankrupt them because they're going to be charged a huge sum for all that greenhouse gas that's being emitted.
Boom! 3 was the charm. absolutely amazing. Okay, we're going to get back to Chris, Jason, Tim. We'll have open phones throughout the next hour. If you want to hold, you can. If not, you can call back later. We'll have open phones when Bob Chapman joins us and continue to look at the deteriorating dollar and the economy and the attacks on free speech. But for the rest of the hour, I've heard this guy's show on Genesis Sundays. And I'm impressed with it. I heard it one day when I wasn't even doing my own broadcast. Sometimes I take off on Sundays. And he's pharmacist Ben Fuchs, a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, specializes in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmacological drugs. He hosts The Bright Sign on Genesis Sundays. And also he co-hosts Dead Doctors Don't Lie. And from my research, and by the way, I've just started taking some of the stuff that's recommended by pharmacist Ben Fuchs and by Dr. Joel Wallach. My wife, though, is big into exercise. I mean, she exercises super hard. She's in great shape. And she loves the pollen burst. She loves the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And because they have minerals in them, and they have B vitamins and other key things. But the issue is our food, because of the soils in this country and the toxic fertilizers, has been basically adulterated with chemicals and additives, but also doesn't have the minerals in it. And so many of the problems are caused by mineral deficiencies. But that's only one level of this. But I want to talk to pharmacist Ben Fuchs specifically about formerly being a mainline pharmacist. what he saw with bad drug interactions and these toxic drugs. I mean, you see the ads for big pharma mainline drugs. It's like, got restless legs? Well, take this. You know, it may cause you to do all these horrible things or all these health problems, but still it's greater. Having trouble needing to go to the bathroom too much? Here, take this. You know, but it may make you die. Or here, you know, 3,000 people die a year of the papillomavirus. But here, take this vaccine that doesn't even protect you from it, and then it ends up killing you. The Gardasil. What the statin drugs are doing. This is a pharmacist that saw this for himself. So we're going to talk about drug interactions, bad drug interactions, one of the biggest killers in this country, on the other side with pharmacist Ben Fuchs for the rest of the hour. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Peter Krasnabel from Midas Resources. Today is February 4th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $13.5010. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.8526, $692.63 for a half ounce, and $346.32 for a quarter ounce. $13.8526, $692.63, and $346.32.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support of the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $390 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We've got some new developments on the blackout situation due to deindustrialization at theprisonplanet.com. We'll be covering before the hour ends. But joining us for his maiden visit here on the transmission is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, again, who hosts his own show here Sundays on the GCN Radio Network, the home of the Alex Jones Show. And you go through the statistics. We've got $2 trillion a year being spent on health care in the U.S., $8,000 for every man, woman, and child. But we have some of the worst health in the world, and a lot of it's caused by the drugs Big Pharma is pushing. And pharmacist Ben Fuchs is obviously perfectly suited to be able to talk about this as somebody who was a longtime mainline pharmacist. Ben, great to have you on with us.
Greetings, Alex. Thank you so much, and thank you for all your wonderful work. I've been following your stuff for almost a decade now, and it's just a tremendous, tremendous asset to have you on our side.
Well, it's awesome having you here with us. This is a short segment, long one coming up, but yeah, I mean, bottom line, how did you awaken? What's going on in this country? Because we're told give up all of our rights because terrorists might kill us, but we got a better chance of being struck by lightning or, you know, drowned.
Or prescription drugs.
Yeah.
Or killed by prescription drugs, yes. Well, in pharmacy school, one of the main things we study in pharmacy school, believe it or not, is side effects. I remember watching a movie, and I graduated from pharmacy school back in 1986, and I remember watching a movie that was put out by a drug company, a promotional movie for a new drug that was going to revolutionize the hypertensive business, the antihypertensive business. It was a drug called Inderal, or now known as propranolol. It was a beta blocker drug. It was a new class of drugs, and this was an hour-long movie that was done to promote this drug. In the first 15 minutes, they talked about how revolutionary this drug was going to be. The last 45 minutes was some lady reading the side effects of this drug, and she was reading them very fast, and she could barely get them through in 45 minutes. And right then and there, I knew we had a problem. And then when I graduated pharmacy school and started to work in the drug business, I started to see what I was actually doing as a perpetrator, as a pushing these medicines on children and on the elderly, because that's who takes most of our medicine, is children and the elderly. And I just couldn't live with myself. And more I did research, the more I found out that we are not sick in this country, we're starving. We're missing basic raw materials. You see, Alex, the human body is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed on a divine basis to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and you need look no further than the last time you cut your finger to observe this healing process in place. And that same healing process that kicks in when you get a little paper cut, where little fibers wind their way to the area and collagen comes through and white blood cells clear it out, and all of a sudden 2 days later you don't even know you have a cut, that same process happens inside the body. It happens on a regular basis. It's divinely mandated, but it needs raw materials to do its work. And those raw materials are what we call nutrition and nutritional supplementation. And those are the raw materials that we're missing. We're missing them, as you said, in the last hour, from the ground up. We're missing them from the soils. We're missing them from the plants. We're missing them from food processing. And the net effect is degenerative diseases are increasing at an epidemic rate, and it is a tragic, tragic state of affairs.
And this is known by science. This is known in all their big internal studies. This is known by doctors and veterinarians. One of the biggest issues that people that own livestock deal with is mineral deficiencies that cause all sorts of health problems, you know, that then hurt the overall output of the farm or ranch. This is not a secret to those that do the research. But, I mean, here's just a historical example. Why are British called limeys? You know, Germans get called krauts because they like to eat sauerkraut. Why are British called limeys? Well, going back over 300 years, internal British naval reports, their scientists found that for whatever reason, people that didn't eat fresh fruits had their skin degenerate, their teeth fall out, old wounds would open back up, and they knew that if they simply ate fruits, that for some reason they then wouldn't die when they went on long voyages. And so the British Empire spread for many reasons, but one of the biggest was their sailors, 5,000 miles from home, engaging a Spanish ship 5,000 miles from home, or a French ship. And the French and Spanish, by the way, made jokes for hundreds of years about the British, how they carried limes with them everywhere, calling them limeys, and to make sure that the people on the ship would drink it, they would squeeze the lime into the rum, into the grog, part water, part rum that they gave the sailors because they knew they'd drink the liquor. And so they would mix that lime in, and so the British would be all healthy and ready to kill some people when their ship came up alongside to board, and the Spanish or the French would all be laying out on the deck with their teeth falling out, the number one cause of death for sailors, obviously being scurvy. And that's an example right there of just vitamin C needed in collagen.
That's exactly right. And just a tiny little bit of vitamin C. And if you don't have that tiny little bit of vitamin C, as you said, you get scurvy, which is one of the most hideous diseases known to man. But you know what, Alex? You need more than that tiny little bit of vitamin C for optimum health. And that's one of the biggest scams going in the world of health.
And that's what Nobel Prize winner, two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling found, but they don't want the pu- and now the UN's moving to block taking mega doses of vitamin C. Let's talk about that and a lot more with pharmacist Ben Fuchs straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there's a secret group that has been trying to destroy all ordered government, eliminate private property, abolish inheritance, rid the nation of patriotism and the family, abolish religion and establish a world government? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
There is no doubt that the medical system, not the average doctor, they're compartmentalized, not the average pharmacist or nurse, but the medical system itself wants to treat the disease, not give you preventative measures. And we're talking about this with insider, you know, formerly a mainline pharmacist, talk show host Ben Fuchs. Ben, continuing, I just used the example of scurvy. Let's continue with scurvy and then look at what other mineral or vitamin deficiencies do and how when people go into the hospital or the doctor now, they don't even look at that. They don't even look at deficiencies. They don't test the blood. They just give you some toxic pharmacological garbage.
Worse than that, Alex, they take you off your supplements if you're on supplements because they don't want the supplements to interfere with the toxins.
Oh, yeah, I hear Dr. Dean Adele every week when I tune in. He's on the local station before I go on Sundays, and I've had Dr. Dean on before. I hear him say vitamins are bad for you. He'll bring out these government, you know, studies. He'll say that you don't need them. I mean, it's crazy.
Alex, you ever hear the term useful idiot?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you something. With all due respect to the good doctor, that term is very appropriate. I don't know what his intentions are. Maybe I'm sure he's a nice guy, but to go out and to tell people that they need to go off of their vitamins, that vitamins cause problems, is absolutely at best irresponsible, and at worst it's insidious and evil. The fact of the matter is vitamins have zero side effects. Vitamins have, and by the way, I don't mean just vitamins. Vitamins and minerals and what we call nutritional compounds have zero side effects, zero toxicities, zero adverse effects. The worst thing that can happen is you can take a 500 vitamin A pills and go into something called hypervitaminosis, which immediately reverses as soon as you stop taking the vitamins, unlike prescription drugs, which are a leading cause of death, which are a leading cause of hospitalization. Fifth leading cause of death, according to the Journal of the American Medical Association.
And by the way, you're a pharmacist, and you know,
and
my dad's,
a
dentist, and I've seen him call a pharmacist friend of his to ask if a drug interacts. My dad's really smart, but he'll tell you a pharmacist knows more than he does because you deal with this every day. And I know medical doctors will call and check with pharmacists about interactions because you guys are the experts.
With all due respect to doctors, they are trained in hiding symptoms and masking symptoms. And I should clarify that there's two types of medicine. There is what we call heroic medicine, where, by the way, American medicine excels.
A gunshot wound,
exactly.
A compound fracture.
Heart attacks, stitching you up, get hit by a car or bus. That's called heroic medicine, and nobody ever gives short shrift to surgeons or people who practice heroic medicine. Where medicine is an abject failure.
It's pharmakeia.
Ambulatory medicine, where people are being treated for their symptoms. Well, Alex, your symptoms are your friends. Your diabetes is your friend. Your psoriasis, your arthritis is your friend because it's telling you there is something underneath in the biochemistry of your body that needs to be corrected or your demise is imminent. The idea is not to hide the symptom. The idea is not to mask the symptom. The idea is not to shut the body down. The idea is to figure out what is wrong, what is the body trying to tell you, and to correct that problem. And more often than not, it is based in the nutritional system. And that's why nutritional supplementation is an absolute, absolute must. It is not an option, especially in this day and age of health insurance, where everybody's screaming and up in arms about buying health insurance, being forced to buy in health insurance, the costs of health insurance. My friends, there is no better health insurance, and there is no less expensive health insurance than $3 a day on a nutritional supplementation program.
Well, why, if you see the statistics from Australia to the United States, it's the same because our industrial growth was almost identical, but it's the same thing in Western Europe. Up until about 1935 or so, suddenly people started living longer. Suddenly people started having less diseases. They were drinking better water. They were getting more nutrients. They were getting better heroic medicine. We had better sewage systems. People knew to wash their hands. Then vaccines and drugs come in, and suddenly we see a lot of that life extension gain being reversed now across the board. Please continue.
Life expectancy just dropped. You know, average life expectancy in the United States just actually dropped the last year. A slight drop, but I predict it's going to be dropping even further, and it's the first time in decades that that's happened. Now, what occurred, Alex, is we really, up until about the middle of the 20th century, we really did use nutrition. Physicians really did practice nutritional medicine, and we understood the power of the diet. But right around the middle of the century, the pharmaceutical industry started to understand how the body could be manipulated, how the body could be manipulated so that symptoms could be hid. And this really began with the advent of steroid medicine. Around the middle of the 20th century, rheumatoid arthritis was a real killer disease, and it's still a pretty horrible disease. We don't see folks with rheumatoid arthritis too bad anymore.
Yeah, it was the Germans that pioneered steroid medicine.
Well, what happened was when steroid medicine came out, steroids shut down the immune system. Rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune disease where the immune system goes awry and starts to attack itself. Well, when steroids came out, we figured out how to shut down the immune system. Well, temporarily, if you shut down the immune system, you're not going to have rheumatoid arthritis, and that was
considered. But then your body doesn't fight off the cancer.
Exactly. Do you think it's a good idea to ever shut down your immune system? Hello, doctors out there listening.
It's estimated, according to the federal government reports I've seen, that a 20-year-old gets cancer a couple times a year, that a 70-year-old is getting it almost every day, but the body is beating it, and it's when your autoimmune system stops killing the cancer every day, it's over.
You never want to shut down your immune system. It is absolutely ridiculous to think that by shutting down the immune system you could improve health. But Alex, that's how medicine works. Medicine works by blocking things. Medicine works by suppressing things. Medicine works by shutting things down. That's why we have anti-inflammatories. That's why we have antihypertensives. That's why you have inhibitor drugs. You have a serotonin reuptake inhibitors. You don't want to shut the body down. The body is like your baby. And when you have some kind of symptom, your baby is crying. Now, if you take some duct tape and tape your baby's mouth, you're not going to hear your baby crying, and that's all great, but you're going to kill your baby. Well, the same thing happens when you take a drug to shut down a symptom, be that symptom inflammation that shows up as arthritis or hypersecretion of cholesterol that shows up as cholesterol plaques. Whatever it is, if you're shutting down a system in the body so you mask the symptom, you are shortening your life, accelerating your demise. It is crazy, especially in light of the fact that almost all diseases, if you backtrack them far enough, you will find either a defect in nutrition or a defect in the absorption of nutrients from the GI system, from the digestive system. And this is the core of all health and wellness and the core of all disease, nutrition and the digestive system.
Well, I know mainline medical science for hundreds of years knew that vitamin C was literally integral to everything. And I, you know, read stuff 80 years ago where dermatologists told women, if you want to have young skin, you know, eat lots of things containing vitamin C. But now they don't tell women that. They tell them have surgery. Again, right. Another example, just looking at minerals, vitamins, nutrients, because that's one of your big areas of research, that deal with the skin, the biggest organ in the body.
Right.
What are things that we know that supercharge the skin?
Well, I'll tell you, skincare is really my business. It's my passion and my love, and I lecture around the country specifically talking about skincare, and I formulated many skincare products over the last 30 years. And let me tell you something. I don't like the question where people say, what's the one thing I could do for my skin? But I'll tell you, if I had to tell you one thing you could do for your skin, it's probably the single most critical nutritional deficiency that we have in this country, and that is around fats and essential fatty acids. Now, when you don't have fats in your body, your skin will show up as dry. And Alex, how many people do you know have dry skin?
Oh, I'm going to stop you right now. There are all these women in my neighborhood, 35, 40 years old, who are super skinny, who are into being, you know, skinny, but they look like shriveled mummies. And
right.
I tell my wife, when she starts losing too much weight, I say, honey, I like a little plumpness. I mean, because she looks young and vibrant and voluptuous, but they've sold us that it's so beautiful to be this little wraith. But then I read about all these disorders with seizures and mainline science admitting, you know, you need more of these certain types of fats for your brain, not just your skin.
Well, there's two specific kinds of fats that are technically referred to as essential fatty acids. And whenever you hear the term essential in nutrition, that refers to a substance that you cannot make, a substance that you have to get from your diet. And these two fatty acids are absolutely critical for the production of protein, number one, as anti-inflammatories, number two, for brain health, number three, for the production of something called master hormones, which we know as eicosanoids in the biochemical world. Without these essential fatty acids, none of those compounds can be produced, and the net effect is a degeneration of all your tissue, and one of the first tissues that degenerates in the body is the skin, because to the body, the skin is not important, or not as important as the heart or the lungs. So when you're nutritionally deficient, the first place the body will withdraw nutrients from is the skin. So the skin becomes a window to what's happening in the body instantly. So we can look, by looking at the skin and by reading the skin, by speaking the language of the skin, we don't have to do biopsies. We don't have to cut inside the body to be able to assess nutritional deficiencies. And one of the worst things, or one of the most common things that we see in the skin, is dry skin. Well, let me tell you something, Alex. Human skin should never be dry. Human skin should never be dry. There are sponges inside your skin. We call them the natural moisture factor. There are molecular compounds that trap water. If you have dry skin, you have a biochemical deficiency that is shortening your life. It is not cosmetic and superficial to take care of your skin. To take care of your skin from a nutritional basis is to feed the inside of your body, because if you see something happening on your skin, rest assured it's happening on the inside of your body. We can use the skin as a barometer to what's happening inside the body on a nutritional basis, and that's how we want to treat skin issues. That's the number one thing I've learned from being a skincare professional, which I am, as well as being a pharmacist.
Again, you host a show Sundays, and I've done a lot of research because I'm trying to get into a real health kick, not just exercising, but you know, under all the stress I deal with, you know, trying to get the right minerals. In the last 3 weeks, I've been doing this with my wife, and she's a lot more into health than I am, and she just absolutely loves the products from Youngevity, the Tangy Tangerine, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, but also the Pollen Burst. She's taking it all. That's her favorite before she works out, with all those minerals and vitamins and all of the trace elements that are in there. And one reason I've got you here today is because I've done a lot of research. You know, when I promote a gold company, I do research. When I promote a storable foods company, I do research. It's what I buy from. It's what I believe in. And that's why we've set up the InfoWarsTeam.com. Just InfoWarsTeam.com. And you're involved in it. Dr. Wallach is. And it's just like Costco, folks. It's $10 to sign up, and then you get big discounts, or you can just buy the stuff straight out. And then if you want to sign up others, but that's a small factor in all of it, basically go out there and share this information with other people. But I've bought a bunch of it and have just been giving it to family, because I did a lot of research on wide spectrum, you know, really high quality mixes, where I'm told you absorb a lot more of it when it's not a pill, but it's in a mix, and that it comes from natural sources, not artificial or synthetic chemical sources. And knowing about Dr. Wallach now for 15 years and the work he does with all this, we have decided to really start promoting Youngevity. And folks can go to InfoWarsTeam.com and, again, buy the products, or it's $10 to sign up. You can sign others up and sell the products to others. It's a great, great system, and in this imploding economy, it's a great business for people as well. But so many great products. Some of the products you promote and have developed are also there at InfoWarsTeam.com. And if people will just try, you know, these true wide-spectrum vitamins and minerals, it will have such a huge effect in their life. And I'm already seeing it myself. My wife is already seeing it. Tell us, dealing with minerals, how important they are, because, you know, the government says you need 44 minerals or so, but in the...
Nothing works without minerals. It's minerals act like little, well, minerals do a lot of things, but one of the most important things they do with it is they act like little batteries. Minerals conduct energy. Alexander Volta, back in the late 18th century, came up with this idea where he noticed that that minerals had produced something called a voltage. They called it an electrical current, but they named it after Alexander Volta. Your body is an electrical system, and it conducts energy at different frequencies, and each one of these minerals acts as a frequency modulator. Remember back in the old days we used to have crystal radios, where you just turn the crystal and different frequencies would come in through the crystal radio? Well, the body is much the same way. So many people think of minerals as part of the structural component of the body, and indeed your body's skeletal system is composed of minerals, but really minerals function in a much more fundamental fashion, and that is in an electrochemical fashion. No vitamins work without minerals. Vitamins all have a little battery associated with them, and that battery can be considered a mineral. Now, minerals can't be, you can't just get minerals from eating rocks. Rocks are minerals, but you're not going to get any nutritional value out of rocks. But plants have evolved an ability to take those rocks from the earth and convert them into an electrically active, usable form. So the way you want to get your minerals is in plant form. Now, eating vegetables is a great way to get your minerals in an activated form. But millions of years ago, there were swamps all over this part of the country out west here, and as the swamps died, the organic material decayed, and what was left were these activated minerals, which have remained with us as mines. And by scooping out these minerals out of mines, you can actually put them in water, and because they're electrically active, they will suspend in the water. Minerals will, if they're not electrically active, will sink in water. They don't float or suspend, but when they're electrically active, they form something called a colloidal suspension. And a colloidal suspension of minerals is nothing more than minerals that are actually hanging in the water via electromagnetic interactions with the water. And when you drink those minerals, you get those electrically activated substances into your body and into your cells in an absorbable form.
So you're able to absorb it. Yes. What's your view of colloidal silver? Because I know the...
Same idea. Silver, if you try to do just plain old silver, you would die because silver can't be handled by the body, but in the colloidal format, it becomes non-toxic. So it's the same idea. When minerals are suspended in a colloidal format, they become non-toxic and they become absorbable and usable by the body.
Now I heard that described by my dad when he went to UT and then Baylor, because he's like, I was saying, Dad, I bought this stuff at Whole Foods, this super, you know, mineral bottle, and they told me at the place that it's the best at Whole Foods. And I said, but why does it say it has trace mercury and arsenic? But then mercury and arsenic's bad. He said, well, I learned in school that it's a different variant of it, and you have to have tiny trace amounts of that stuff mixed arsenic with the other minerals to have it be able to be activated. That's different than pure mercury, you know, injected into you past the blood-brain barrier, not going through the stomach. That's why the Japanese live longer statistically than anybody else. They have the highest, you know, diet mercury of anybody. That's because it's a different type, because it's somehow, and again, I'm going off what scientists have said, I don't understand this myself, connected into the tuna fish flesh itself, so you pass it through you, and it only helps upload the other minerals and vitamins. But if it's another type, the type that they're injecting you, the thimerosal, it's completely different. Is that correct?
That completely different form. It's not like a mineral is a mineral is a mineral. There are many different forms of minerals. When minerals are suspended in a colloidal liquid, they become active and they become usable and they become non-toxic. This is the gift that plants have given us, is they've activated and they detoxified these substances.
Incredible. Well, folks, we hope you check out the fine line of products, and also your purchase of them supports this broadcast and what we're doing. But I believe in these products. I've researched them. I've looked into them, a wide range of them, available on the Longevity line at InfoWarsTeam.com. We'll continue when we come back.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
I want to keep you into the next segment with us. Then Bob Chapman's going to be joining us on the economy in Egypt and a lot more with his Friday visit. He does every Friday with us. But pharmacist Ben Fuchs is joining us. The system knows we have mineral and vitamin deficiencies. They know that we have trace element deficiencies. Because from the research I've done, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's important to have that those 90-plus minerals and then all the other vitamins for them all to work together. Because if you don't have them, then the other vitamins and minerals are unable to be basically fully used by the body. And after you talk about that, I mean, give us your breakdown as a pharmacist, your take on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine that we've got at InfoWarsTeam.com. Because, again, I've scoured to find the best products that I believe in and done the research on, but I want your view on it, on the pollen burst. Because my wife she doesn't have a placebo effect. I mean, she kind of looks down her nose at things until she really sees the effect, and she likes the pollen burst the best. But, I mean, break that down. Am I correct in describing how all these things work synergistically together?
Let me tell you a couple things. First of all, the cool thing about nutritional supplementation is the more deficient you are, the faster you notice results. Because the body is in a vacuum state and nature abhors a vacuum. So if you are deficient in any nutrients, as soon as you start a supplement program, you notice results right away. By right away, I'm talking within hours, you will notice results. And if you have a deficiency disease, if you have something like diabetes or hypertension, and you start a nutritional program, your markers, your health markers will change so rapidly that you better tell your doctor or you may run into a problem with your medications being too active. That's how fast you notice results. When the body's in deficiency state, it absorbs nutrients rapidly. So this stuff proves itself. It will prove itself to you within hours or within days. Now, as far as the synergistic nature of nutritional supplements, you're absolutely correct, Alex. No matter how good your baseball team is, if you don't have a third baseman, you're not going to win very many games. You can have all eight other positions filled with all-stars, but if you're missing one position, you're not going to win many games, and nutrients work the same way. Even though we like to break them down, and I'm guilty of this myself because of the fascinating nature of each one of these substances, you have to take a complete nutritional supplement program, not individual nutrients. And that's one of the reasons why I like the Youngevity products so well, is because they allow you to get on a program, and nothing exemplifies this synergy and the program nature of the supplements better than the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, because it has everything. And not only does it have everything, it has everything in a liquid format. It's actually a powder that you put in water, but then you drink it. And one of the first things we learn in pharmacy school is it's not the medicine that you take, it's how well you absorb it. And the fastest way to absorb a nutrient that's not intravenous or intramuscular is through a liquid solution that you drink. Many
because
times,
with pills, no matter how good the pill is, you don't absorb a lot of it.
That's
but
right.
When it's liquid, you absorb almost
that's
all of it.
Right.
I mean, that's just, you know, bottom line common sense.
Common sense, right. If you want to maximize your absorption of anything, you want to put it in a liquid format, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, as well as a lot of the other products, by the way. And this is another one of the brilliant touches of Dr. Wallach is he understood that it's the format of the supplement, and that's why you have liquid supplements.
Well, look, I'm a busy guy, and you know, I was in great shape 10, 12 years ago, quit working out, got totally out of shape. I've lost 25 pounds the last year. Now I want to lose another 30 and really get in shape, and just doing my research for it, I was jogging, lifting. It's nutrition. Even though I don't eat a lot of junk food, I wasn't getting a lot of the things I needed, and I am feeling the difference, but it's common sense. If I can take one packet that tastes great, dump it in my purified water and drink it, that's something I can do, and that's something my children will do. But if I tried to take all of this as vitamins and minerals, it'd be a big, you know, pile of them every day. Folks, the website's InfoWarsTeam.com. If you've got any questions, there's a phone number there on the site you can call and find out more. But I really do believe in this, and I hope you'll check it out and get involved with it today. InfoWarsTeam.com. There's a phone number on the site. We're going to come back and spend a few more minutes pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.